This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We bring in our friend Alex Gold, co-host of Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, also host of the Sunday Spread here on the BetQL Network, so you know him. Alex, good morning to you, and I want to ask you about fashion, even though I will say I love that gray shirt. Excellent choice by you. But thus far, how impressed have you been with the Chiefs dealing with the loss of Tyreek Hill? I didn't know. Obviously, they wanted to fill that by committee and using Andy Reid's scheme, and thus far, it seems to be working.
It has, except I think after week one against the Cardinals, everybody's expectations probably got blown out of whack a little bit after what they did to the Cardinals and a Cardinals defense that decided to blitz them more than anybody else. And we know when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and really any of these elite-type quarterbacks, if you blitz them, they're going to take advantage of it. And so I think that was part of it in week one against the Cardinals. And then a little bit back in reality of the questions that we had, what this offense would look like without Tyreek Hill, right? I mean, against the Colts, there was no wide receiver separation. Really, it was just Travis Kelce and on one play, Juju Smith-Schuster. Otherwise, they really struggle to get separation. So that's been a huge topic of conversation. But the biggest surprise has been the defense. That's what's really been the best news for this Chiefs team so far, is this defense, which is so young, they're ahead of schedule. And a lot of people believe, all right, offensively, they'll get this thing figured out with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Alex, I need to give you some credit on the show, because we had you on the show before the season where all the talk was about the AFC West and how, oh, it's anybody's ballgame. But you came on the show and you said, which team would you rather trust? The team with a rookie head coach and somebody learning a new offense? Or do you trust the most veteran quarterback in the league, or excuse me, in that division, in Patrick Mahomes, and also the coaching mismatch that is Andy Reid? So looking forward for that race in the AFC West, do you think it's smooth sailing for the Chiefs going forward?
I really do, and it's because the Chargers' injuries. It's not just because the Chiefs beat the Chargers on Thursday night, but the Chargers, to me, always was the biggest contender. I never thought that Broncos or the Raiders truly were going to push the Chiefs in this division. Well, now we look at the Chargers. Your left tackle is out. Joey Bosa is going to be out for a considerable amount of time as well. I just don't know how they're going to be able to compete at the level to win the division. Now, do I think the Chargers can still make the playoffs? Yes. You got Justin Herbert. If they can get the ribs right, then that's one thing. But to win the division, no, I think the Chiefs aren't going to be able to do this. And, you know, all the talk about it being the toughest division in football, I think we all probably got ahead of ourselves a little bit. And despite me even bringing up the coaching, I didn't think Nathaniel Hackett would be this bad. I didn't think we'd be talking about, you know, the worst coach in football right now when it comes to decision-making.
We're talking to Alex Gold. You can hear him on Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Also follow him on Twitter at Alex Gold. So, Alex, let's kind of build off of that. Sort of outside the division, how do you see the AFC shaking out? It's been interesting because the Bills are great or banged up. The Chiefs are right there. Ravens are always a threat. The Dolphins are sort of TBD now with Tua. But now that we have a bit of a sample size, has it changed your view on how we see things evolving throughout the season?
The only one would be the Chargers. I thought they had a chance to be the third best team or so. And as I mentioned with the injuries, I think we got to really reevaluate the Chargers. But the Cincinnati Bengals were 0-2, and I don't know where you guys were at the time, but I thought it was too early to write them off. And now they've bounced back with two in a row, and I think they've kind of stabilized the ship a little bit. So I still consider them one of those teams. And then I was high on Baltimore heading into the season. I think they win that division, and Lamar Jackson's playing better than he did in even his MVP season. So I really haven't changed the top three or four teams. I still think Chiefs and Bills are those top two. What I think that maybe has changed is the gap between the Chiefs and Bills and, let's say, the Ravens has closed. I would have said Miami, but as you said, like, we just don't know with how long Tua could be out of the very serious stuff going on down there.
All right, so a team that you did not mention was the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are favored against the Chiefs this week in Tampa Bay, which situationally, I see why they are favored. They are at home. They should get Mike Evans back for this one, which is sorely needed for their wide receiver depth, but hard to count the Chiefs out. We've seen the total on this one dip from 47.5 to 45.5 as the books are expecting a lower scoring total in this one. What's your read on Chiefs Bucks?
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I was surprised with the last-minute kind of line movement in the last 24 hours. I understand, yes, we know for sure it's going to be in Tampa now, and if this game was going to be in Minnesota, there were plenty of Chiefs fans that were prepared to make a little six-hour drive north to Minnesota, and so that would have been, I think, somewhat of an advantage there. But, you know, when we saw the line opened up as, what, the Chiefs 2.5-point dogs, and then all of a sudden they were one-and-a-half-point favorites, and then now it's back to where it's at, where the Chiefs are one-point underdogs. I was a little surprised just to see how much line movement we've seen in this game. But my question is, for both of these teams, like, the offensive line play has been dreadful. I mean, the Chiefs offensive line, we thought could maybe be a top 5-0 line. They have not been that to this point. They cannot run in short yardage situations, and they're going to go up against a defensive front there in Tampa that's as good as anybody. But then on the flip side, and probably the reason why we've seen this total go down for the game is, I don't like the Bucs offensive line against the Chiefs defensive front. That's actually been a pleasant surprise. The Chiefs defensive front, that's fifth in the league in sacks. They're pacing for 56 sacks after only having around 35, 36 sacks a year ago. So I think that's going to be the area to watch is, do you believe they can get pressure on Tom Brady? And if they can, Tom Brady's getting the ball out quicker than any other quarterback in football, like he usually does. So what gives there? I believe the Bucs are a team that when we fast forward to week 10 or so, we'll get in the normal groove and say, hey, it's Tom Brady. They figured things out. How did you discount them? And I'm careful to do that right now. But for this game, for week 4 of the NFL season, I don't think the Bucs can put up enough points, guys, against the Chiefs. And I do like the Chiefs getting a point on the road.
We're talking with Alex Gold, co-host of Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, and also host of The Betting Show, or That Betting Show on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City as well. Alex, who is a player that maybe we haven't discussed because there's so many big names, particularly quarterback in this game? Maybe someone we haven't discussed a whole lot who could really have an impact on what happens on Sunday night.
I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is interesting. The last time I was on with you guys, we talked about kind of his season expectations, and everybody was down on him, and he's had a very nice start to the season, although he's been saved really by the touchdowns because, you know, last week we saw him with -1 rushing yard but had the rushing touchdown. But where they've involved him has been the receiving game. So when I look at some of the props even for this game, I believe his receiving total might be around like 19.5, 20.5 receiving yards. I would look at that, but I don't like his rushing total. It's 36.5, 33.5, depending on where you were at. And I think if you're going to make a play for him, it's the under. This is an offensive line that struggled in short yardage. And Jerick McKinnon, the team's number two back, has actually gotten more snaps all 3 weeks than any of the Chiefs' running backs. Now, Clyde has outperformed him, but snap-wise, Jerick McKinnon is getting more snaps. So I'd be really careful on the rushing side of things based on their opponent. But I do think you can look in the receiving game for Clyde to maybe have an opportunity to get his over.
Let's talk player props for a second, because it's been tough for me to try and decide who's going to go off in this Kansas City offense, because Patrick Mahomes has been pretty good at spreading the ball around. I think one thing I was looking at, though, was the passing yardage total for Patrick Mahomes, kind of putting you on the spot here. 266.5 with juice to the over, despite him only hitting this once so far this season. So do you think it's going to be a big game through the air for Patrick Mahomes, or is there anybody else that you're targeting in the props market?
So the only other play I would consider on the last question there would be Travis Kelce. Anytime I see his number in the 60s, which it's at 66.5, it's a number I'm going to like for Travis Kelce. But to your point about the passing yards, the tricky part there is you don't know where else the production's going to come from. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster last week ended up with a nice stat line, but it was one big catch fairly late in that game. Otherwise, you know, you're looking at his yardage total. It's 53 and a half yards for this game. I think that's about right. You know, I don't trust anybody in the passing game other than Kelce. I mean, so if we're looking at Mecole Hardman, a prop there, or MVS, I don't think there's anybody that you can feel confident taking the over on. As far as Mahomes, if this is going to be a low-scoring game, then at 266 and a half, you said was the number, I just stay away at this point. I don't think this Chiefs passing attack is one that you can truly count on, and especially in a game against a Bucs defense right now that's been, you know, the biggest strength for that football team.
You can check him out as host of Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City and also host of the Sunday Spread right here on the BetQL Network. It is the sharp-looking Alex Gold. Alex, we always appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, guys.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.